Hi students, we are speaking on the subject Human Resources in Hospitality, chapter number 5, Supervision in Hospitality. Here we can see that at every stage in the hospitality units, whatever the functions or the job responsibilities, supervision is very important. Supervision comes from those students or those staff who are already into finish their training, and the whole team has to be supervised. The objectives of this chapter, Supervision in Hospitality, is to elaborate the role of the supervisor, what are his job duties and functions, responsibilities, to study the importance of supervision in the hospitality industry, to leadership, cost control, productivity and communication. All these areas are very important when we consider supervision in hospitality. Understand the importance of good communication in hospitality. Even communication is very important. Communication is the key area where the supervisor can control the staff effectively. Structure. The need and importance of supervision in hospitality. Do you think it is important, supervision? Yes, in every area and in every step, supervision is a must. The supervisor is a link between the management and the working team. The entire team looks towards the supervisor to take their grievances to the management. At the same time, policies to be implemented by the management comes to the lower staff through the supervisor. Duties of a supervisor, the various duties and functions, responsibilities are very, very important. We can see throughout the hospitality industry, supervision is that part that helps in both quality and quantity control. Management support for effective supervision. The management should be able to support the supervisor in areas where supervision is required. The management information system should flow down to the supervisors so that they are able to inform the staff of any changes, additions, subtractions, policies and procedures that are laid down by the management. The role of supervisor in hospitality. What exactly is the role of the supervisor in hospitality? We will go through this chapter to study these details. Supervision through leadership. Yes, the supervisor should have good leadership qualities so that he is able to lead the team. Supervision and cost control. Cost control is that area where cost can be reduced or increased. Controlling cost is very important. Cost can be controlled through minimizing wastage, minimizing the manpower, minimizing the man hours lost. Supervision through productivity. Productivity in hospitality is very important. In every area, productivity takes place, especially in the food service industry. Productivity happens when raw materials are converted through the process of food production to the end product. After that, the end product has to be served to the customers. Every area and every step of this has to be supervised. Not only for quality, but also for perfection. Importance of communication and supervision. The way the supervisor communicates to the team members is very important. Why communication is important? The modes of communication in the hospitality industry, since it is working 24/7, staff are working in three shifts, different shifts, it is very important to take over and hand over job functions. The supervision and communication. Supervision and communication also is another area where it is very important that the supervisor communicates and looks at his team as part of the organization. The need and importance of supervision in hospitality. Here we shall speak on some of the important supervisory skills that are required for every supervisor. Monitoring employee performance. The supervisor is the very person who comes in close contact with the staff. The supervisor is hence able to monitor very closely the performance of every employee. This performance has to be enlisted or put down into writing when the appraisal reports are made. Working knowledge. The supervisor should have thorough working knowledge along with technical skills so that he is able to train staff that are lacking technical skills or those who do not perform well. Decision making. In hospitality, this is the key role of the supervisor where decision making has to be very, very important. Decisions have to be taken on the spot. It cannot wait. There is no full stop for work here. If anything is running short, the decision should be taken by the supervisor how to compensate or how to put in another product to replace the same. We cannot keep any jobs on hold. So decisions have to be taken. Timely decisions are very important. Right decisions are very important. The supervisor has to be trained in this decision-making capability. Expertise. The supervisor should be an expert in the area that he is supervising. For example, housekeeping supervisor has to be efficient enough to show the jobs and responsibilities to his subordinates or to his team. Quality control. Quality control plays a role in every area of the hospitality industry. We have to see that the quality of every material, everything that goes into the production is perfect. Here we are linked with something called the specifications, which gives you good quality. Every item or every ingredient that is used in the hospitality industry should be used as per the laid down specifications, especially detergents, washing powders and other cleaning agents, solvents, abrasives. Everything that has been used in the housekeeping department, or take for electronic goods, everything, every equipment that has been used should be of perfect quality. In hospitality, a supervisor is a person who leads people on whom success or failure of the organization depends. Now, the role of the supervisor in hospitality is very vast. He has various functions and responsibilities to perform at the same time. You can see that he performs almost several functions that a department head may have to perform. He is a close link between the management and the workers. He is the link that can pinpoint any drawbacks in the employees under him. He is the person who can bring success to his team or failure to his team. Hence, he is a very responsible person. He has to be selected carefully and he has to be trained to hold the responsibilities of a supervisor. Supervision. The security director appointed in large properties almost has the same responsibilities as a resident manager, assistant manager, chief engineer, or human resource manager. Supervisor should include a member of the management or executive planning committee for greater cooperation. When we say that the supervisor should be a member of the managing executive, he should be included in all the departmental meetings so that he is aware of the changes or the improvements and the changes in the mission, vision statement of the organization. He should be very, very close to the management. The need and importance of supervision in hospitality. Supervisor and control. When we say that supervision and control is very important, we look at the different areas of control. The areas are financial control. Financial control is usually the budget. He has to work within the budget. He has to see that labor cost is as low as possible. Food cost is low as possible. Cleaning cost also is low as possible. The cost in any area should not increase. Production. Production control is linked with wastage. There should not be wastage. If this is taken into consideration, right from the starting point till the finishing product, control in productivity is important. We can see that if we purchase the right materials, right from purchasing, then we come to storing. We store the materials in the right proper way and we issue the materials in time, within the expiry date, within the shelf life of the period, and the product is produced using standard recipes, standard equipment, etc., by highly trained and qualified chefs. In some organizations, this is not possible. Semi-skilled or not perfectly skilled people do the job, but control is always necessary. Organizational control is to organize the team. Who will do what, when it will be done, how it will be done, and the importance of doing it in the procedure that has been set is very important. Inventory control is to have an inventory of all that is being done by the department, whether we do the job, how we do it. Inventory control is the balance, what is there at the end of the month, how it should be controlled, whether we are working within the materials that are received, whether there is no wastage, etc. Quality control is something linked with perfection or the best. When we decide that we are going to use a material, we have to use it to the best possible extent. Full utility of manpower is also control. Control in hospitality at every stage and at every time is important to work within the budgetary sanctions. Duties of supervisor. Production duties, as we spoke a little earlier, production is to produce. Production, not only producing is important, but even service is very important. Coming to the restaurant or the food and beverage service, it is important that quality control and supervision takes a very important place where service is concerned. Serving the guest at the right temperature, the food at the right temperature, is very important. This leads to quality control. Maintenance comes with maintenance of equipments, all different various kitchen equipment, food service equipment, and all other equipments that are used in the hospitality industry has to be maintained. Besides this, we have electronics and electrical appliances. Lightings and ventilation has to be kept under maintenance at all times. It is the duty of the supervisor to inform the engineering department when the things are not working and to see that timely repair is taking place. work improvement and methods of working. The supervisor can introduce at any time work improvement methods or change the methods of working to suit the quality of work. Cost control is that area where we find that the supervisor has to implement the cost of every item has to be taken into consideration, working within the limits of the raw material cost, the cost of overheads have to be taken into consideration, and the cost of the labor. Administrative duty is to see that the staff are disciplined, work timings are met, staff are given leave, or they are not absent. Reason for absenteeism is also an administrative job. Leave control, accident control is administrative jobs. Use of uniform, improper use of uniforms also come under the supervisor's control. Personal and HR is working on the attributes and the training of the staff. In hospitality, the area of supervision and control is vast and continuous. There is no full stop for control. There is no full stop for supervision. Every task that a employee does in hospitality has to be supervised. Here you can see that the supervisor has several roles to perform at the same time. Hence, he should be a man of changing attributes to be changed at all times. Role of supervisor: building interpersonal effectiveness, managing different personalities. The staff that are under him come from different backgrounds with different personalities. In the hospitality industry, we find that sometimes staff of different nationalities work together in one team, and hence it is very important that the supervisor builds interpersonal relationships effectively. Building communication effectiveness. Communication are of different types. It is very important in the hospitality industry to communicate with each other very often. Sometimes a task may not be completed within the time frame of the shift and it has to be continued in the next shift. This is called handing over and taking over. Usually most of the hospitality shifts are overlapping shifts. When we say 6 to 2, the next shift comes to 1, reports at 1 o'clock. So that 1 hour is very crucial for taking over and handing over of tasks that are not completed or reporting of important matters. Supervisor has to very effectively train his team so that this handling and taking over takes place very effectively. Motivating and engaging the employees. Motivating the employees, there are several ways and means to motivate the employee. In hospitality, this comes very naturally and on the spot. Usually, it is appreciation from the guest. Supervisors also may appreciate or motivate the staff through appreciation. On timely tap on the back, a smile on the face is very important to motivate the staff. Team development. Leadership training for supervisors in team development is very important. A supervisor may have several qualities but may not be able to interact effectively with his team. Leadership training for supervisors in the area of team development is a must in the hospitality industry. The Human Resource Development Department takes care that after appointing the supervisor, he is trained to deal with the team effectively through leadership controls. Promoting teamwork and collaboration. Teamwork, working together, differences are there. Very often there are misunderstandings, but the rightly intervention of the supervisor will help and benefit in this process. Managing conflicts and managing change. Conflicts at workplace is not rare, it is very common in every industry. Even in the hospitality industry, we find that conflicts does take place. Conflicts can be resolved by the supervisor tactfully, with his ability and knowledge, with his wisdom and experience. Managing change. Changes usually occur when shifts are changed. There is a little retaliation. Somebody who is accustomed to working in one shift may be put into another shift. This has to be very effectively handled by the supervisor through his leadership qualities, through his humility, and through human relations that he has to expose at this in this situation. Leadership training for supervisors for managing performance of the staff. Coaching for commitment. Coaching for commitment is one area that is important, where training is always given to the staff, but training should be given also to supervisors, where he can be committed to his team. Whatever happens, he will be able to lift his team out of any resentment or any low profile. Managing performance. Performance, sometimes when we say there are plenty of events, work stress, we have to fall back on this area. Supervisor has to give a helping hand, a lift up to those who are low in performance, so that they come to the level of expectations of the organization. Time management. We can see that the hospitality industry, time management is very, very important, as no job functions come to a full stop. We are working 24/7, and in such cases, we have to see that time is utilized precisely and fruitfully. Exploring roles. Since there are lots of roles to be performed by one man who is called the supervisor, it is important that he is efficient enough to play the role of a father to the family, a supervisor to his team.